It's Coast 931-609. Hello, Blake and Eva show. Most annoying habits in bed. Or I shouldn't say in bed, in the bedroom. I got this survey about the top annoying bedroom habits that our partners have. If you got one to throw in the mix here, 79COAST 792-6278. Or you can text the word topic followed by your comment to the number 77,000. So all one message, topic, and then whatever you want to say, and text that to 77,000. Someone texted clipping your nails in bed. Ugh.
Only the bathroom.
Yeah. If you're clipping your, the nails are going somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and then you roll over and you got a thumbnail in your shoulder.
It's like, God.
Ugh, okay. Gross. Yeah. Farting in bed. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why you should live alone. You can fart to your heart's content.
Someone.
It's a PSA.
Is that the number one reason you're still single?
No, I'm just saying.
79 Coaster, text topic and your comment to 77,000. What do you think is number one, Eva?
I'm going to say leaving the TV on.
TV on. Oh, someone posted on our Facebook page that. No,
the TV on.
Not number one.
Crumbs in the bed.
Crumbs in the bed. Nope.
Blanket hugger.
Nope.
Oh, that's as far as I got.
Number one, snoring.
Oh, yep. Get them a CPAP.
Number two, partner drinking coffee.
Oh.
So does that, I don't know what that means. Maybe that means that they drink coffee before bed and then they're kind of hyped up and rolling around and restless and can't fall asleep.
I was thinking they get up really early, get their coffee, get back in bed,
oh.
and then they're all twitchy, and you're trying to still sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Drinking coffee in the bed.
That's passive aggressively telling you to get your butt up.
Partner coming to bed late.
Yeah,
and then
see that.
Partner using phone. Yeah. I guess in the morning, not at night. Because I would be looking at, you know, show notes and stuff like that, and Kyle would be scrolling through Facebook. But then, like on weekend mornings, we would both kind of wake up and maybe, you know, check our phones and kind of lay there and snuggle for a minute. And but while we're like going through Facebook and being like, oh, what emails
yeah.
did I get?
Yeah.
And, you know,
while you got your face in your phones, I know.
Right. And then we'd kind of get up and start the day, and then have coffee and watch the news together and stuff like that.
Right.
And then probably check our phones again for the news.
Right. But he started going to bed more on your schedule, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we always went to bed at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. I just would always get up earlier. And I'd remind him of that later when I'd fall asleep after one glass of wine. And he would take a picture and try to shame me on Instagram with it.
Aww.
And I would say, well, I have been up since 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we went to bed at the same time all week. And I've been up early every day. You know, it adds up. And then he'd go, what? Sorry, I was just responding to the 47 likes I got on this. Great, honey. Thank you. 79 Coast. Top annoying bedroom habits. Luke.
She eats in bed.
She eats in bed.
Mm-hmm. What does she eat?
Just meals in general.
Like full meals?
Sitting at the table.
Now, do you have a small place? Like, is it like a studio apartment or something?
No, we actually have a full-size apartment with a full-size table.
Why does she eat in the bed?
I have no idea. I've told her not to, and she just doesn't listen.
Yeah, does it at least stay clean, or do you end up with crumbs in the sheets?
Yeah.
Depends on what she's eating.
Oh, okay. So you're like, nope, no more sandwiches for dinner.
Yeah, no lasagna.
But lasagna wouldn't.
Oh, red
or
sauce.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm just thinking, yeah.
Oh, you're
if
thinking
you can't
crumb.
Keep that on your plate.
I could. Never mind.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, I was thinking last night I might have stopped for a hamburger on the way home and it was dribbling down my dress. So
I had a feeling that happened.
Okay.
I had a feeling that happened because I ended up behind you even though you left before me.
No way, really?
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Oh,
okay, hold on.
I was going to see
I'm writing
you
that note down for
not.
A 6:20.
No,
okay.
No.
Thanks for calling, Luke.
Thank you.
Busted. Busted.
Keep your mouth shut, girl.
I had a feeling there was something I thought, I'm not going to bust her on it. She probably, there's probably just some traffic or something. Nope. She was burgered up and drippy.